My name is Olafare Babajide Francis. I represent Savannah Seeds and Livestock Limited. I'm a breeder by training. When I was invited for this program, I was excited for the fact that if Africa can go into hybrid rice, it will kind of close the gap that we have with the inbred rice that we normally have, and to increase the productivity of farmers. Because basically, farmers have issues of low yield, which translates to low productivity. And if hybrid rice can come into play, and it will kind of assist the farmers to increase their productivity. And for African rice and African Development Banks to go into the research of hybrid rice goes a long way to tell the vision and the aim and the objective they have for the African continent at large. So I'm really happy that African Development Bank and African Rice have done this. And for the hybrids we saw, they are good and promising hybrids that they have potentials to kind of increase the productivity of farmers at the end of the day. So I'm really happy, and I want to thank African Development Bank. I want to thank ATA and African Rice for bringing us together here to do this program. Basically, the challenges we are going to have taking them to the farmers is going to be the cost of seeds, because basically the cost of production from hybrids are different, and they are higher than the cost of producing inbred rice. So now, for it to be left for the company, the seed enterprise, to be able to convince the farmers how to buy, to convince them to buy, because it is not the cost of seeds, it's the end product that matters.